Video: UFC's Tyson Pedro retires after loss, says he's so broke he might have to rob someone. By Dylan Gwynn on March 3, 2024. UFC fighter Tyson Pedro decided to call it a career after his loss Saturday night. Not because he is incapable of fighting anymore, but because he's broke and doesn't see his family enough. 32 Pedro left his gloves in the middle of the octagon, a common sign of retirement, after losing to Brazil's Vitor Petrino. However, what Pedro said at this post-fight press conference gained more attention. With the tax deductions and the loss of the fight tonight, I'm probably going to have to rob someone in the car park, who's got the most on them. Pedro's retirement, due in large part to his lack of money, stands in stark contrast to the strong earnings the UFC had in 2023. According to a financial report from TKO Group Holdings, the parent company for both the UFC and World Wrestling Entertainment, the Las Vegas-based promotion generated $1.3 billion in revenue, which is up 13% from the previous year, Sherdog reports. Meanwhile, UFC revenue for the fourth quarter of 2023 was $282.8 million, up from $271.7 million in 2022. The promotion's increase in profitability was driven by a 34% increase in revenue for live events to a record $168 million in 2023. The UFC held 43 live events last year, and the increase was driven by ticket revenues and site fees, per a release. However, while the UFC has made out just fine, their fighters are among the lowest paid in any professional sport in terms of revenue share and raw numbers. Pedro's case is interesting because he is not on the level of John Jones or some other high-earning fighter. He isn't one of the bottom dwellers, either. Pedro has had 11 UFC fights and 6 victories and can't financially afford to continue in the sport. If even a competent middle-class fighter like Pedro can't earn a living in the sport, imagine the state of affairs of the lower-tier fighters.